Mastering the start is an art all in itself. In rally, it's not uncommon for drivers to be separated by a tenth of a second at the end of a stage, so a good start could be the difference between winning and losing. In rallycross and land rush, a fast start is even more important. If you get out front first, you'll be clear of the rest of the cars when they hit the first corner together. Turning off the automatic starts assist gives you more control on the start. For manual starts, you need to hold the handbrake while you build up your engine revs, then release it when it's time to go. By default, the clutch works automatically, so there's usually a fraction of a second delay between the time you release the handbrake and when the clutch engages. Through experience, you're going to be able to anticipate this delay and release slightly before go time, giving you a faster start off the line. You need to be confident in your ability to anticipate, though, or you're going to get a penalty for jumping the start. Enabling the manual clutch gives you total control over when you engage the clutch. With practice, this is the fastest way to start, because you're going to be able to time it exactly right. But you need to be more aware of the surface you're on, because each one calls for a slightly different technique. Dry gravel requires the least precision. Dumping the clutch spins the wheels, digging you into the ground where you should find traction right away. Wet conditions can be a little tricky because you might find mud under your wheels that doesn't offer much grip, so you want to go easier on the clutch. Tarmac requires you to feed in the clutch progressively, since the shock of dumping the clutch can damage the drivetrain. Snow also requires a different approach. Too much clutch and you'll be spinning your wheels. So allow the car to roll forward slowly to establish grip, and then feed in the clutch to gain speed and avoid wheel spin.